The grants from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services go to medically underserved areas where people lack access to primary care or have high instances of infant mortality, mental health issues, or drug abuse. Over the next 4 years, John Carroll will use the grant to place 80 grad students in some of those medically underserved areas. Nathan Gellert, a professor in the Department of Counseling at John Carroll, says the students will learn how to battle addiction using a team approach.
You don't just have a doctor or a nurse or a social worker or a counselor working on their own, but you really have people working as part of a treatment team. And the role of the counselor, especially when you think about the opioid epidemic, is essential as part of that treatment team.
About 60% of the grants will fund $10,000 stipends for the students during training. Gellert adds that John Carroll is also launching a program to train community members as counselors. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.